Pope Francis is the first pontiff to speak before a joint meeting of Congress. He's the first pope to canonize a saint on U.S. soil, and he's the first to get around in a little black Fiat. That's a story. NPR's Eder Peralta went out onto the streets of Washington yesterday in search of the car everyone is talking about.
T-shirts have price, $5.
Pennsylvania Avenue is beginning to buzz.
$5 t-shirt.
The heavy police presence makes it obvious that the Pope's motorcade is on the way. Bill Newbro and his co-workers stand on the sidewalk, talking about the little Fiat. This is Washington, after all, where people are used to motorcades, but this one is a little different. Newbro remembers Gorbachev's limo in the 80s was so big that it could only make turns along the main avenues.
This car could make circles in one lane here. I mean, that Fiat, everybody's talking about the Fiat.
Steve Schnick of the Catholic University of America says he loves that little car.
It looks like a clown car when they all get into it, but it's just such a perfect metaphor for his message.
Pope Francis, he says, took a vow of poverty when he became a Jesuit priest. And it shows. When he became cardinal in Argentina, he still used the subway. When he became pope, he shunned the limo and rode a bus back to the Vatican Hotel.
He's calling us as Catholics to come to the margins, that is to look at our lives and think about our spirituality from the perspective of those people who are most disenfranchised.
Back on Pennsylvania Avenue, more than a dozen motorcycles rumble through. A few black SUVs follow.
There's the Fiat!
And then, quietly and nestled between them, a black Fiat emerges. The sun is shining, the windows are down, and Pope Francis waves from his little car.
Benvenuto Santo Padre!
Bill Newbro and Cheryl Flynn are overcome.
What was that like?
He was right there! I felt like I could almost touch him. It was
What you're
experience.
Seeing is the personal encounter that he's been talking about during this entire trip. He touched you and everyone here,
yes.
And you're crying.
Oh.
5 minutes later, Vice President Joe Biden rolls through in an armored limousine. Eder Peralta, NPR.